Hi, I'm cellist Carrie Brannon, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Carrie Lynn. Oh, that's Carrie Lynn playing her cello. Join Carrie Lynn on our show. Find sheet music, instructions, everything at kidscommute.org. Happy Wednesday, Kids Commuters. It is day 3 of Elements Week on Kids Commute, and we are here with our very special guest, chemistry teacher Katie. Hiya, Katie.
Hello, Kate.
So here we are in the middle of the week. We have an interesting element to talk about today, quicksilver.
Quicksilver, which is actually mercury.
And what is it?
Mercury is a really unusual element. It's one of the very few that is a liquid at room temperature. It also is really dangerous. It's a really cool looking liquid. So it's called quicksilver because it's a liquid and it's silver colored. So when you pour it, it moves around quickly. And people used to touch it and put it in their hands and all sorts of things, but it's actually a neurotoxin. So if you know Alice in Wonderland and they talk about the Mad Hatters, those were people that actually became impaired by handling mercury when they were felting hats.
And there you go. So don't touch the mercury. It's on the inside of a thermometer.
It used to be. Most thermometers no longer have mercury because it's so dangerous. And so we wouldn't want a thermometer to break and spill the mercury in your home. So most of them have alcohol inside of them now.
That's really good to know. But if you break the thermometer, don't touch the shiny silver stuff.
Definitely not. Definitely get a parent if you break a thermometer.
Okay. Katie, what can you tell us about mercury's atomic structure?
So mercury is actually right next to gold on the periodic table. It has 80 protons in its nucleus. So it's right in that same region with silver and gold. They're all pretty stable elements.
All right. And now we're going to hear some music to go with that. This is called Quicksilver. It's by composer Robert Beezer.
Thank you.
That was Quicksilver by composer Robert Beezer during Elements Week on IPR's Kids Commute with our friend, chemistry teacher Katie. Now, let's get into our Quizlet. All week, we ask you the question. If you get the answer right, we give you a shout out. We send you a little prize in the mail. We enter your name for a big drawing of so much applesauce. So, our question this week, what is the most common element? And chemistry teacher Katie has another hint for us. What do we have, Katie?
This element is a gas at room temperature and has the lowest density of all elements.
The lowest density of all elements, a total gas. What is it? Do you know? Well, I will tell you some folks who do know. Our Quizlet aces this week, we've added some more. Kelton in Reed City knows, Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin, and Eve and Wesley in Interlaken. Bronwyn and Gwyneth, give it another guess. Close, but no cigar. Again, it's a gas, and you may research, and you may also look at the periodic table of elements, which we have right on the post for this week at kidscommute.org. And when you figure out the answer, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. We'll have one more hint for you tomorrow. Now, tomorrow's episode, we'll learn about an essential element to your life. Thanks to chemistry teacher Katie. Thanks, Kids Commute, for today. I'm Kate Botello. Have a wonderful day.
Interlaken Public Radio.